When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right. Fly Jams Friday, and it's a special Fly Jams Friday. It's the Friday before Valentine's Day, which is a day that I hate. So we're doing anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jams. Heartbreaking songs, songs that are anti-romantic, and they all got to be funky and fly. 312-981-7200. We will celebrate all things anti-Valentine's Day with Fly Jams coming up in just a bit.
Take a fool and lose twice. Start all over again. Think I better let it go. Looks like another love TKO. Oh, think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Try to take control of the love.
Yeah.
Love to control me.
Teddy Pendergrass, man. He got himself a love TKO. He was knocked out technically by his love. It's anti-Valentine's Day, Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. If you want to request an anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jam, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Teddy Pendergrass got knocked out. Esmeralda, knocked out.
He got back up again, right?
I don't know, man. That's a TKO. Esmeralda is now Esmeralda the Heart Melda. DJ Shagru has his outfit on. The TARDIS has stopped running. Esmeralda, she spun a hole in the ground in the hut from her breakdancing technique.
That's where I keep the cardboard now.
That's right.
I just put the cardboard
over the hole.
Over the holes, yeah.
And Viggity Viggity Vic, double verified V is running around. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And we want to hear from you, 312-981-7200. And we're talking about anti-Valentine. Hey, by the way, our annual full anti-Valentine's Day show will happen on Tuesday morning, where we will take your calls and your texts detailing your worst breakups, horrible relationships. We are going to revel in everything anti-romantic and everything anti-Valentine's Day, as I've done for all the years I've hosted a show, because I hate Valentine's Day. I hated it when I was married. I hated it when I was dating somebody, and I hate it that I'm single. I hate it. So we do anti-Valentine's Day. We'll tell anti-Valentine's Day stories. We'll play sad anti-Valentine's Day music, and we are covering the funky portion of that today. But we'll do the full annual anti-Valentine's Day show Tuesday morning. That's coming up. All right, let's Herb Weisbaum was with us earlier, our consumer dude. He made a request for anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jam Friday, and this is it.
Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Herb told us, Esmeralda, earlier that he played that song over and over again when he broke up with a girlfriend years ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just My Imagination by The Temptations. That's for our buddy Herb Weisbaum. I hope you're feeling better, Herb. All right. Let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we are taking requests. DJ Shagru is ready to go. He's doing the Wiki Wiki. And let's get one in before we break. Here's Kevin on WGN. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
About Mr. Marvin Gaye. I heard it through the grapevine.
Jay in Ohio also requested this one. So let's hear it.
Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I must say.
Jam. Nice choice, Kev. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks. You too.
All right, bye. See you later. There you go. There's Kevin. And that was also Jay, our buddy Jay in Ohio. I got to say hi to Jay in Ohio Tuesday night. He came out to see Say Anything. Drove in from Ohio to see Say Anything. Jay, I hope you're coming in March 7th to see Reservoir Dogs. 25th anniversary screening of Reservoir Dogs, March 7th, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Want to feel real old? Reservoir Dogs is 25 years old. Esmeralda, as I told you off the air, V immediately RSVP'd. I sent him an invite to the screening. It took him 32 seconds to respond.
No, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's Reservoir Dogs. He's like, no! Like, he freaked out. He freaks out for most of them.
Yeah.
He gets really excited about
it. He's come to three of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be nice to see V. You could tell he was very excited at the how rapid it was, his response was. I sent out the invite and it was like, boom! So, all right. We got a break here. We got the news coming up and then we'll come back. It's Fly Jams Friday. It's the Anti-Valentine's Day edition, which precedes our full-on Anti-Valentine's Day full show on Tuesday. News is next.
Bring back those nights when I held you beside me. Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears. I cried so many nights. Unbreak my heart.
Yeah. I requested a little Tony Braxton. Unbreak my heart. It's an Anti-Valentine's Day themed Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru ready to spin them for you. Yeah, that was Tony Braxton. The reason I requested that one, because it's a Anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jam. Two, it's featured, that song is featured prominently in one of the great episodes of the new One Day at a Time, where it's a single that's stuck in the tape deck of their old car. And the lead character, Justina Mikado, sings along with it and makes the rest of the family sing along with it as well. It's a very funny scene. Very funny. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Tony wanted to hear this one. He says, I'd like to request an Anti-Valentine's Day song by the great B.B. King. The song is Nobody Loves Me But My Mother, and She Could Be Jivin' Too.
Hey, nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jivin' too. So now you know why I act funny with you, baby. Oh, when you do the thing you do.
Yeah. Nobody loves me but my mother, and she could be jiving too. That's pretty fantastic. All right. Here's Harold on WGN. All right, Harold, go ahead.
Hey, unhappy Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's Nora Jean, Untrue Love.
All right, let's hear it.
Just ain't here anymore. Uh-uh. All your pretty lies, baby. You know I got to go.
Go. Untrue Love. Anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jams continue. Thank you, Harold. You the man. Appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've got another request here from 765 area code. requested. This is a great song. This is a classic fly jam and a great anti-Valentine's Day fly jam. The 765 area code requested this.
My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause rain drops behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
See, this is, he wants it to rain so that nobody knows he's crying. He can walk around outside and cry. Nobody will know it's tears. They'll all think it's rain. See? Speaking of crying and being in the rain, John Cusack has that scene in Say Anything last Tuesday where he's, I gave her my heart, she gave me a pen. He's standing in the rain crying. He likes to do that in
movies.
How
do you know he's crying?
Because he's crying.
But it's
well,
raining.
Actually, at one point he says, in that scene, he says, I feel like crying in that scene.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
that's how you know.
Maybe he's not, and he just feels like it.
The rain is the tears.
But he's standing in the rain, just like the Temptations, wishing it would rain so that nobody knows he's crying.
Someone should have wrote a song, Hey, It's Okay, Just Cry.
Well, the Gottfried and Krem wrote a song called Cry.
And are they making it okay in there?
Well, they do a lot of crying in the video. The video is one of those classic 80s videos.
Mm-hmm.
Gottfried and Krem, they were video directors. They were in a band called 10cc.
Okay.
10cc, by the way, which we'll probably hear on Tuesday. 10cc did a classic song called I'm Not in Love. Mm. Anyway, those two guys were from the band 10cc. They went on to become very, very... acclaimed video directors. They won 8 million, you know, VMAs, mm-hmm. you know, back in the day when people cared about videos.
Yeah.
And they did a video called Cry, which was that early sort of technique of how, you know, in the black and white video with the song Black and White by Michael Jackson,
yes.
where the people start morphing.
Right.
That was done in the song Cry. Oh, and it was okay. just a bunch of close-up faces of people crying. And it's in black and white, and they morph into... It's a very cool video.
Oh.
Should look it up. Gottfried and Krem.
Okay.
And it's called Cry. But they made it okay. They didn't care about the rain. All right. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, man. What's up?
I'm surprised you haven't requested Michael Jackson crying, you know?
No, well, you know what? Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. The song of
where he's carrying around his poodle.
Right,
where
he's carrying around his poodle. She what's she's
right.
she's out of my
she's out of my life.
She's out of my life.
Anyway, I requested from Marvin Gaye's "Hear My Dear" album, which I requested a song from a couple of years ago, but this is "You Can Leave, But It's Going to Cost You."
Uh oh, here we go.
Ooh, sometimes your eyes was red as fire, intoxicating. Sometimes your spirit was moving on me, it done fighting me. I had to fight to defend my life. I didn't mind it, you see it mind it. A bit of stimulating, that after fighting, we're making love.
That's pretty great, Mike.
I love it. I used to, when I was going through my divorce, I think I had this album on my turntable consistently.
Yeah, sounds like an appropriate album to have on your turntable during a divorce.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Have a good weekend. There you go. Hey, maybe Dan, maybe or a DJ Shagru, maybe can you find "She's Out of My Life" by MJ?
She's out of my life.
You're just going to hear it, and you're going to picture Michael Jackson walking around with his poodle.
Oh.
What was that the joke? It's raining cats and dogs. I just stepped in a poodle.
All right.
All right. That was Michael Jackson. He started crying because he stepped on a poodle because it rained cats and dogs.
Oh, boy.
And he stepped in a poodle. Do you get it?
Yes.
It's a very complicated and complex, brilliant intellectual joke.
I know. I mean, it's two levels there.
It works on a lot of levels. All right, let's go to Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, this is your third anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jam. I know this one hasn't appeared yet on Fly Jams Friday, although it might have been played before on your anti-Valentine's Day show.
All right.
Here's another Burt Bacharach song, one for your dad from the Iceman. Here's Make It Easy on Yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try to spare my feelings. Just tell me that we're through. And make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself. Cause breaking up is so very hard to do. And if the way I hold you can't compare.
The Iceman right there, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Heartbreaking.
Hey, you know, last week after my call, somebody asked for Take a Letter, Maria.
Yeah.
And Ms. Hartmelder said it was too bouncy, but you guys didn't mention it. That song is actually, it's not a breakup song. It's he's hitting up his secretary for a date. He says, it just so happened I'm free delay tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me?
Oh.
That's the last line.
Okay, so it's him hitting on his... He's probably married, though, Bob.
Well, yes, because of...
because of his wife, so, you know.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the letter.
Yeah.
She was in the arms of another man,
mm-hmm.
and but then the whole point of the song is for him to ask Maria for a date.
Oh. Wow, all right. They should call HR on this dude.
Could be.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, I got to ask you something. Every time you bring up Captain Whammo, now I'm no big aficionado like you, but my remembrance is he always said DHF, the Whammo Lion.
Well, he was on three different radio stations.
Okay, but I remember DHF.
Yeah, he was on DHF. He was on DHF for sure. And then I think the last radio station he worked for here in town was MET.
Could be.
Yeah. No, it's true. I know for a fact he worked
Captain
at MET.
Whammo.
Yeah, Captain Whammo on the Whammo Lion. That's right.
Yes, well, I'd add DHF. That's
okay.
How I would do it.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, next.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
He worked at DHF. He worked at another station, and he worked at MET.
Well, you should do the different versions.
Of the, yeah. Yeah, it was he was on DHF. I remember him on DHF. So. A little, you're very technical about my Whammo.
Yeah, he was getting in.
References.
He's getting in on you.
Yeah, but I am accurate. He worked at WMET. I know for a fact he did. All right. Hey, more Fly Jams, anti-Valentine's Day Fly Jams coming up. We got a break for weather and traffic.
Don't paint tonight. Cause I can't.
One of my very favorite songs ever recorded in the history of anything. I've said it millions of times. It's a perfect song. Perfect. And I didn't even know that this version existed. I found it on the intranets.
Mm.
So it's like a Fly version. It's got more, as it goes on, the funky bass line comes in even more.
Right.
And it's by a guy named Tank.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Sam Smith.
No. Tank. DJ Shagru, do you know who Tank is?
No, but he's got a song called Please Don't Go that I'll click on after the show.
Okay. Tank.
Tank, huh?
Yeah. That, to me, every time I hear
T-A-N-K?
Yeah, Tank, like the tank. think, I always think of the movie with James Garner, Tank, where they steal a tank.
Mm.
They drive around in a tank. Jenny Lee Harrison from Three's Company was in that movie.
Is that the nurse?
No, that's Terry. She played the first replacement for Suzanne Summers. I can't remember her character's name. Andy right now is screaming at the radio. I can't remember her name. Sue something.
Yeah.
She played Chrissy's cousin.
Oh, right.
And then they didn't think she was very funny. Jenny Lee Harrison was very funny, so they hired Priscilla Barnes, and she took over, and she was the nurse.
Yeah.
So, Tank with I Can't Make You Love Me.
Okay.
You'll hear the original version of that Tuesday, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
all right, let's get back to the phones here, and we got requests for Fly Jams Friday, Heartbreak Edition. Here is Al on WGN. Hey, Al.
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, the song I was thinking about was I was living with a Finnish girl, and she left me, and the song that I played over and over, I think I wore it out, was Patti LaBelle and Michael McDowell, On My Own.
Oh, boy, here we go. Yeah. What is now? That's where's Michael McDonald on that? He's like, yeah. Michael McDonald. Yeah. Thanks, Al. Any chance that you get to hear Michael McDonald on the radio is a good thing. Shine, sweet freedom. Shine your light on me. Yeah. Do you like Michael McDonald, Esmeralda?
No.
Come on!
No.
He's got a good beard. All right. Thanks, Al. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good.
How about The Moments, Loving a Two-Way Street?
Phenomenal song. Phenomenal song. Lost it on a lonely highway. Man. All right, Roosevelt. Thanks, man. Let's go to another call. Here's Cindy on WGN. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
How about Wedding Bell Blues by the Fifth Dimension?
This is such a great song. Okay, here we go.
I look at you and see the passion eyes of me.
Eyes of me.
Oh, what am I ever gonna see my wedding day?
Wedding day.
I was on your side, Bill, when you were losing. I never scheme or lie, Bill. There's been no fooling.
Yeah. I always wondered, Cindy, who Bill was. Every time I heard that song, who's this Bill guy?
I was engaged to him.
You were engaged to him. All right. There's the story. Thank you, Cindy. Did you find Michael Jackson? Shit out of my life.
I think I have it queued up to the crying.
Okay.
You'll have to tell me.
All right. Cuts like a knife. He's a That's
oh, you can hear him breathing too. Like he had to, he had to compose himself.
No,
he's
like. That was him and his poodle.
He's like, it's not my life.
All right, let's find out what's going to happen on the opening bell. Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
I don't know if you guys are making fun of him or if you're just having fun.
No, I'm making fun of him.
You got to respect the dead, man.
All right.
All right. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to be talking about this Boeing 777 that made the historic long version. And with Rick Cini, why that's not a good idea to be on a flight that long. And we'll have some good airfare for you, maybe somewhere warm. Coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. All right. Let's get a couple more in here before we get out of here. Here's a legendary. This is the Manhattans. Take my handkerchief to wipe your eyes. Maybe you will find you've got another guy. Well, let's kiss and say goodbye, pretty baby. Please don't you cry. Yeah, man. Kiss and say goodbye. Classic. All right, are you ready for some smooth soul, Esmeralda?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm not trying to make you stay, baby. But I know somehow, someday, some way you are.
You're gonna miss my loving.
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 And get smoother than Lou Rawls, baby. All right. Hey, have a good weekend.
You too.
We'll be back Monday. We got the movie reviews. Oh, and Sunday night are the Grammys.
Yeah.
So we'll do like a wrap-up of that on Monday morning. And the Prince, particularly the Prince and the George Michael tributes. That's what I can't wait to see.
Yes.
And I hope it's not as bad as what Lady Gaga did with David Bowie last year. Good Lord. All right. Hey, I'll see you Monday.
See you Monday.
All right. We got the news coming up in 16 seconds.